Test 5. Listening. Part 3. You will hear an interview for a student magazine with Penny and Giles, who have both just returned to Britain after travelling around the world. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at Part 3. You will need to play the recording twice.
Penny, Giles, thank you both for coming. As I explained in my email, I'm planning to write an article for the University magazine about former students who've travelled round the world. Giles, lots of British people spend a year abroad, don't they, as Penny did?
Yes, that was my original plan too when I graduated, but it turned into 5 years. I first went to Belgium, intending to stay for a week, then move on. But it soon dawned on me that all I'd get out of it would be a tourist's view. I'd know virtually nothing about the people or what it's like to live in the country. So I got a temporary job as a waiter and decided to spend a few months in every country I visited. It would also give me the chance to develop my writing skills. You see, my ambition is to become a journalist, so I set a goal of producing 3 articles a week about the places I visited and keeping them to see how my writing was improving.
Penny, did you have many surprises during your trip?
Oh, yes. I've always been interested in the rest of the world and thought I was reasonably well informed. But the trip proved to me that actually I'm pretty ignorant. Food, for instance. I was amazed at the sheer variety in different places. I ate lots of delicious dishes.
I did too, though I've never been very adventurous when it comes to food. But I learnt so much more on the trip than I'd anticipated, about all sorts of things. I even managed to pick up a smattering of several languages. I really made an effort because, of course, lots of people don't speak English.
Yes, I wouldn't have coped without all those people who listened patiently while I struggled to speak their language.
Did you meet many tourists on your travels?
I visited several tourist areas and was really struck by the impact that tourism has. All the new hotels, roads and other infrastructure. I suppose that benefits the local economy as it creates jobs. And tourism even gives an impetus to traditional crafts to some extent, because visitors buy locally produced items as mementos. I don't have a problem with tourism if people are interested in the local culture and want to learn about the place. But so often they're only interested in sunbathing or playing golf, say, without any curiosity about the place or the residents. That's really sad.
Giles, are there incidents you could tell me about that I could put in the article?
Well, I spent 3 months in Thailand, again working in a cafe, and met a group of young Australians who were also travelling, and we had a good time together. The day before they left for Indonesia, one of them said, "Why not come with us?" Well, it was really tempting because I love doing things without having to plan ahead. But that was the one occasion when I felt I had to say no, because I didn't want to let the cafe owner down at such short notice. It was a shame, but it was the right decision.
And do you now intend to try and break into journalism? You mentioned that was your plan.
That's right. But I've still got itchy feet, so I may go abroad to work on an English language newspaper or magazine. Writing about travel seems the obvious thing to do, but I'm finding it repetitive. Actually, I developed an interest in politics during my trip, and I'd like to develop that further. So I'm applying to do a master's degree, which I hope will be useful if I want to go into political journalism afterwards.
Penny, how did you feel when you finished your trip?
Travel has been my dream since I was a child, so it was great to spend a year abroad. But I knew that turning a dream into reality is risky. Foreign countries that seem exotic from a distance can be quite mundane when you're there. Or you may feel you've achieved your dream too early in life and there's nothing left to look forward to. Luckily, it wasn't like that for me. But I certainly experienced culture shock when I came home. Going abroad had given me a totally new perspective. So I'm enjoying seeing old friends and doing the things I used to do. But I'm looking forward to going abroad again.
Giles, what did you find?
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.